The new charges, as of today, we were not told what the charges are. What the charges that stand are those that were preferred on him yesterday. That is treason, insulting the president, and one of uttering statements that are likely to cause disaffection in members of the security forces.
But yesterday, when the police failed to bring him to court, they were saying that they were still adding more charges to his docket. So does it mean that they have not been able to come up with any other charges besides what they had yesterday?
Yes, they've not been able to do that. And as a result, its lawyers have approached the High Court because they want him discharged from the police cells because they're saying his continued detention is illegal because he was supposed to have appeared in court within 48 hours of his arrest. So as we speak right now, its lawyers approached the High Court and Justice Samuel Kuya would deliver a ruling on his application to have him released.
When is the judgment expected to come through?
The judgment has been set for 8 p.m. this evening. That is when the High Court will rule on whether Mr. Biti should be released. And police, I think, should explain to the court why they are still keeping him in cell.
We also understand that the Pan-African Parliament held a news conference in Harare today. Can you tell us more about what they had to say?
Yes, the Pan-African Parliament held a press conference where they announced the deployment of their observer team throughout the country. And during this press conference, the head of the observer mission said it was regrettable that there are some political leaders who are uttering statements that may incite violence.
Did he mention which leader specifically?
He didn't mention leaders in particular, but he was saying they have been able to observe that there are some utterances that have been made that are very unfortunate. And he says it's unfortunate that at a time when people should be concentrating on the smooth running of the poll, it's violence that is topping the agenda.
What did the Pan-African Parliament observers have to say about the postal ballots?
Well, they said they were unable to supervise postal voting because ZEC, the Zimbabwe Election Commission, did not respond to their invitation, and as a result, they have not been able to observe this postal balloting. They also said that ZEC has only said they will not be able to meet individual observer missions, but they will invite all observer missions on the 23rd of June.